Hello everybody, this is a short video about the CloudOS Network Program and the Microsoft Cloud Platform. I'm going to post a series of blog articles on the TechNet to help you to understand how to deploy the Microsoft Cloud Platform. The idea here is that I would like to help you with the pre-work, so to understand what do you need to prepare in terms of hardware to deploy the Microsoft solution. My name is Attila Macskási, I'm a partner technology strategist in Central Eastern Europe, helping the service providers to deploy the Microsoft Cloud Platform. So actually, let's see what do you need to do. You need to prepare two Hyper-V servers for the deployment, and you likely need a shared storage in this exercise. These two Hyper-V servers will be there for the management cluster, and you're gonna deploy certain virtual machines in an automated way on those servers. But the purpose of this video to understand the basic pre-work, the hardware you need to prepare. So as I said, you need two servers. At least you need 64 gigs of RAM in each. But the CloudOS network requires you to have 128 gigabyte or more. In order to deploy the management cluster, 64 will do the job for you, but in order to extend, and if you have more workload in the so-called compute cluster, there will be a need for more memory. So let's assume that you start up with 64 gigs of RAM in each server in the node. You can have two kind of storage systems. One is Fibre Channel or iSCSI. The other one is the SMB version 3. This is block storage. This is file storage. In our lab, we're going to talk about iSCSI. You need to present the storage to each Hyper-V server first with the LAN masking and the technology, as well as you need to attach the storage to the Hyper-V server. So that's the first exercise. The second thing is that you need to create three LANs on this storage. The first LAN is a small one. This is a 1 gigabyte LAN for the core room. The second LAN, this is a 1 terabyte LAN. This one is for VMs. And you need a third LAN. This is this can be like 300 gigabytes. This is the shared VHDX. Three LANs, 1, 2, 3. One for the core room, for the Hyper-V cluster, the other one for all the VMs, which will run System Center products, domain controller, System Center products, and Windows Azure Pack, and the third one is the shared VHDX. This is needed for the guest clustering here. You will have two guest clusters. The first one is the Virtual Machine Manager cluster. There will be two virtual, so the deployment will look like this. You will have a domain controller here, AD1, AD2. Then you will have a database server here, DB1, DB2. Then you will have another set of VMs like VMM1, VMM2. These guys are using shared VHDX technology. So on this LAN there will be a VMDK file, VHDX file, and these guys will use that file to create the cluster. So that's the basic. So summary, in order to deploy the CloudOS network platform, you need to prepare two Hyper-V servers and the shared storage. Likely you use block or file share here. You need three LANs, one LAN as a core room for the management cluster, the other LAN for all the VMs on the environment, and the third LAN is for the shared VHDX technology. This is primarily to store the database table spaces, because the database instances will run initially on the first node and then it can go to the second node while the main thread is happening. So this is an active-passive database cluster, and all the other VMs are located on the 1 terabyte LAN. So that's the basic setup you need to do. This is the storage background. In terms of networking, I want to keep the story very simple. You need one VLAN called management, and that VLAN attached to those Hyper-V servers. You're gonna access the Hyper-V servers through the RDP, so the Hyper-V servers will have IP addresses. This is one reason. There will be a virtual switch on each Hyper-V, and all the VMs will go to the management network through that switch. So you need to keep the networking very simple here, And then we're going to provision additional networking after the CloudOS network deployment with from the VMM. Virtual Machine Manager will help us to provision the rest of the networking. I do not recommend you to pre-provision the networking with the Hyper-V here. That's it. There will be a series of blog articles. As I said, I will post more videos for you to better understand what do you need to prepare in terms of the deployment. Thank you very much, and see you soon. Bye.